Tonight's shiur, Siman Sadiches, Tzarech Shiyeh Lo Kavona B'Tfiloso. A person has to have the proper thoughts when he davens. Sif Aleph, HaMispalel Tzarech Sheichavim B'Libo, Perish HaMilois, Shemotzi B'Svasov. When a person davens, he has to think about the meaning of the words that his lips utter. V'Yachshov Ke'ilu Shechina Kenegdo, and in addition, he has to think as if he's standing in the presence of the Shechina right across from him. He should remove any thoughts that could occupy his mind until his thoughts and mind is clear only for his davening. And he should think, the next word is written ki'ilu. If you look on the side, they say it should say ki ilu. And I take a look in older editions of Shulchan Aruch, and it's two words. A person should think ki ilu ha'yamidar b'lefnei melech basav adam, that if he would be speaking in front of a king, flesh and blood, ha'yamisader devarav, he would prepare his words in advance, umechav and behem yafo, and he would be very careful how he says them, Labal yikoshel, not to make any mistakes. Kal v'choymer lefnei melech malchei hamalach makadosh baruch hu, how much more so in front of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shochoyke kol machshavos, who the Ribbono Shel'Olam scrutinizes all our thoughts. V'kach hayu oisim chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh, and this was what the pious ones, the people of Deez, used to do. Shoyim esboidedim, they would meditate. U'mechavnim b'tfilosan, and think about their tefillah. Ad shehayu magiyin l'hispashtus hagashmius u'hisgabrus koich hasichli, until they would shed their physicalness and be overcome with their power of the seichel of the mind. Ad shehayu magiyim karov l'mas nevuah, till they reach close to the level of prophecy. Let's say during his davening another thought enters into his mind, he should stop davening until that thought goes away. He should think about things that humble the heart and guide him to his Father in heaven, and he should not think about anything which is frivolous in nature. The Rama adds, "V'yachshav kodem atfila." Before he davens, he should think, "May roivimus hakel yisale ubeshiflas adam." How exalted is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and how low is man? V'yaser kol tanugi ha'adam milibo, and he should take from his heart all human pleasures. V'asel ha'adam lenashik bonav hakatanim b'vesa knesses. The Rama adds that it's forbidden for a person to kiss his young children in shul. De l'kbar b'libo, because he has to set in his heart, she'ein ahava ka'avas ha'mokam baruch hu, there is no love like the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we don't demonstrate affection to our children with kisses in shul. That's not the right place for that. Mishnah Berurah, Sichkatan Aleph, Perish Hamilos. The first thing the Shulchan Aruch says is that when you daven, you have to think about what the words you're saying mean. Now, a person should not be thinking about various names of Hashem. He should daven very simply. He should understand the words, think about the words that he's saying. Unless he's a person who's entered into the secrets of Hashem, and he knows how to have kavanas with his heart and ratzon and yira. Otherwise, chas v'sholom, if he starts thinking about shemos and sirufim and yichudim, it'll be destructive and damaging. Ayin magen avam b'shem ezer, look at magen avam b'shem ezer. U'b'tshuvas rashal simen tzadiches kasev b'oyrich. The marshal writes a tshuva about this at great length. V'heyed al harash, and he gives edus, sh'amar, that the rash said, achrei shalomed sisei kabbalah, that once he started delving into the secrets of Kabbalah, he can't daven like a person anymore. His davening has been reduced to the davening of a child, a one-year-old. If you look at the B'nai Yeshua, the beginning of Perek Oimda, he writes, the Elu HaKavana Samavaron Kam Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch writes the Kavana when you daven, which means you should know what you're saying and imagine you're standing in the presence of the Shechina, I Efshel Lachav B'Shas Tzfilah HaKoydam, the Kavana that you're standing in front of the Shechina has to come before you start to daven. But in the davening itself, all you're thinking about then is what the words mean. Ayin shalak over there. So this whole introduction, the Mechaber says, kilu, if you're standing in front of the dam, you'd be careful, starting from and get rid of all of the machshavas and hispash to saguf. All that stuff is before you start Shemana Esrei. Once you start Shemana Esrei, the only thing you should be thinking about is what the words mean.
For people that don't know Hebrew so well and they can't train, like, should one have a mind for each word or for the whole paragraph?
Ideally, a person should know what he's saying. And the davening is more meaningful if he knows what he's saying. So today you have the interlinear siddurim, and there are many ways a person could learn the translation of davening. And I tell my students all the time, this by yourself, you don't need a teacher to teach you. Sit down and learn it. You can write in your siddur a word or underline a word if you're not sure, and then remind you what it means or highlight it. You can do those things, and that'll help you daven and know what you're saying.
So you should know each word by word.
Sure. Sifkon Beis, Yishtok V'chulu. If an extraneous thought enters his mind when he's davening, he should stop davening and wait till it passes and then continue. U'b'sefer Hagan Kasuv. Mr. Brook calls a Sefer Hagan. So Sefer Hagan writes, Levatel machshava ra'ah b'shas ha'tfila. In order to get rid of a bad thought during davening, Yoimar shalosh pa'amim. He should say three times, P, Hu Rashi Tevus, that's really an acronym for Palti Yosef. P, the letter Peyud, is for Palti Ben Laish and Yosef Atzadik, Tehim Hiskabru Al Yetzalibam. Because both Palti Ben Laish and Yosef Atzadik overcame the Yetzahara, Kid the Isabis and Hedendaf Yetesma Beis, like the Gemara describes in Sanhedrin. So he should say P three times. Va'achar kach yarok yom upon, then he should spit three times. Velo yarok legami, but not to spit entirely, because we said you're not supposed to spit during davening Shemana Esrei. Rak b'derech nachas, it should be a delicate spit. V'haloshen tebein sifasai b'shas rakika, his tongue should be between his lips when he spits. There's no question the bad thoughts will go away. So he's not spitting in a harsh fashion or a strong fashion. It's going to be a light kind of spit, and the machshav will go away. So the Magen Avraham writes about this idea. I don't think you should be doing this during Shemana Esrei. Davei Hefsek. You can't start in the middle of Shemana Esrei, pee, and start spitting. Who knows if this is really a tested method of therapy for your thought? The Rabbah quotes the Kitzur Shlo, and this is what he writes. Segula lahavir machsheves chutz, a skula to eliminate a thought, an extraneous thought. Shekoidim tefila, before you daven, yaavir shalosh pa'amim yad yemino al mitzcho. You should take your right hand, and before you daven, pass your right hand over your forehead three times. V'yoy mechol pam, and you'll say each time, Leiv tahar b'rali elokim, v'roch nachon chadesh b'kibi. Ribbono Shel'Olam, create within me a pure heart, and renew a ruach nachon in my midst. So if you say that three times, and as you say it, you're putting your hand across your forehead three times, that will create within you a ruach nachon, so to speak, and it'll clear the mind from any extraneous thoughts. V'chein, and similarly, in balo machsheves chutz b'socha tefila, let's say you're in the middle of davening, and you get the extraneous thought, yishtok ma'at, should be quiet a little bit, v'yava yamino al mitzchoy, and put his right hand over his forehead, v'yahaher paskin, I'll just think the paskin, you can't say it, because no shmoneh esrei, but think the words of the pasuk, ad kamashana. That's what he says. And this Eitzah, I think, is an Eitzah that one can share. The first one, the Magen Avraham doesn't like that Eitzah. But this Eitzah of either saying the pasuk before davening or thinking the pasuk during davening, Leiv Tahar Bar Yalkim Noch Chayesh B'Kibi, three times, that is a skula. That's a skula to clear the mind, so to speak. Sifkan Gimel, Banavka Hakatan. The Ramah says one should not kiss his young children in shul. Bishla Kore Tagar, Al Mevi Miladin Lebesik Knesses. Shla Kadosh cries out and complains bitterly about those who bring young children to shul. Vayinu Ketanim Shidayin Lo Higilu Chinuch. These are children who are not yet chinuch age. Mitam Ke Yelodim Misachakim Umarakdim Besik Knesses. Because the little children come, they're not holding by chinuch for davening yet, so they play and they dance around on shul. Umachalim Kedushas Besik Knesses. And they defile the holiness of the shul. The gamiv albalim das misbal. Not to mention they confuse other people trying to daven and it bothers them. The Odin, furthermore, gam ki yaskinu, when these kids get older, lo yosuri mimin hagam harash and nischan chubi al dusam, their bad practices that they were trained from their youth will not leave them. That they will act foolishly and they will not give proper honor to the kedusha basic nesses. But when a child does reach chinuch age, atra, just the opposite. Yevienu, we told the basic knesses, bring the child to shul. Ve'yilamdeyu orchus chayim, teach him the way of life. Leishev ve'ema b'yira, to sit with a sense of awe and fear. Ve'lanichem lozuz mekomo, the parent should not allow the child to move from his spot. Ve'yizav ze'elanos amein, encourage him to answer amein. Ve'kadish, kedusha. Ayin sham besof inyanei tefila kriyas haTorah. Look in the Shulchan Kaddish, where it talks about davening kriyas haTorah. Look at how great is this punishment for the father who allows his son to talk nonsense and narishkeit in shul. So when a child is old enough to come to shul, then adab, he should come to shul. But if he's not old enough, he shouldn't come to shul. He gets a bad chinuch. He gets a wrong impression of what shul is all about. And this is a problem. A lot of people bring children prematurely to shul, and a lot of people force their children to daven when they're not ready for it. And it gives the kids a bad taste for davening. Reb Volba writes about this, that it's terrible how a parent will deprive his child of the beauty of tefillah if he imposes on him davening when he's not ready for it. Seif Beis. Lo yispalel b'mokom sheyesh davar shemavatel kavanoso. Person should not daven in a place where there's something that's going to interfere with his ability to think straight in davening. For lo b'sha hamavatel kavanoso. Nor should he daven at a time when he won't be able to concentrate. Va'achshav ein anan isharam b'chozet. Today we're really not that careful with this. Neish ein anan mechavne kol kach b'tfilah, because nebuchar kavanos aren't so great anyway. Mishtabur sefkan dal shemavatel. You shouldn't daven in a place where you can't think straight, kagon shecher chadosh shemiriach. You just have the new batch of beer that's was recently brewing and has a strong aroma, and it disturbs you. Okay, God, anything like that. The room was recently painted, or any strong smell in the room. It's not an usher smell, but it disturbs you. Sifkan hey, or b'shar shemavatelis, or at a time that you can't concentrate. Kagon shein daitim yushevaslov me'ez etzar. Maybe he's upset, so he can't think straight. Oh, kas, or he's angry. Oh, matrachadech, maybe he just traveled, so it's not a good time to daven.
You just don't daven?
You have to wait.
This man's passing.
No, we're talking about a case when you can daven afterwards. This is an issue at weddings. Is a wedding the best place to daven? I don't think so. I try not to daven at weddings. I think you'd have much more kavanah davening in a shul or beis medrash than davening with the band playing and people walking around at a chasna. Sometimes you have no choice. You're going to miss the minyanim. This is where you are. So I've davened at weddings, but I still prefer not to. If I have the choice, I'd prefer not to daven at a wedding. Sivkan va'af achsa v'chulu. Nowadays, we don't have the best kavanah. U'pasha t'mikom mokom k'shevot salam v'lespal. Still, even though we don't have the best kavanah, if he intends to daven mitoch kas gedom and he's angry or anything like that, yira lo hasim mitchila hamachshavos hamatridos oso ukedel b'sif alf. even though we don't have the best kavana, he should still try to remove the thoughts that disturb him before he davens, like we said in Sif Aleph. Sifkan Zayin, Ein Anu V'chulu, we don't have the best kavanas anyway. Despite the fact that we don't have the best kavana, still, what we can do, we do. So we're not going to daven in the place where they just have the new shechar, the new beer, or the med. Especially if it's a smell of something rotting, you don't daven. Don't make it harder than it is already. We don't have the best kavanas, right? Okay, we don't. But don't make it even harder than it is. So avoid the things that would be distracting. Se'iv Gimel. Yispal derech tachanunim. When a person davens, he should daven beseeching. Kerosh mavakesh besuch ha-medachas. Like a poor person who comes begging at the door, calmly, requesting, humbly. V'shelo teira alav kemasa. It should not be a burden. U'mavakesh yipati men, it's something that I just have to do to get over with and be done with it. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Ches. Hamavakesh b'pesach u'benachas. Person has to be like a poor person asking at the door. Who inyan echad, it's all the same idea. Well, it's lovely to say, sheyoyim b'benachas b'leshon tachanum. You should say the words of tefillah slowly, patiently, in a begging form. K'mish mavakesh u'achal atzik, someone who's asking for mercy on himself. V'yasim elibo she'im b'yad shum nivro malach u'mazal k'ychav l'mal shelah. So, he has to imagine and understand. There's no creation, not an angel, not a constellation, not a star. Nothing can fulfill his request. Ki im b'ritzon yisparach, only Hashem's will is what's there. And that's how a person has to present his tefillah. Sifkan tes kemas, it should not be a burden. Perish. Af al pisha oyma b'loshon tachanunim, even though he's saying his tefillah in a begging, beseeching fashion. If einu mechashev kemosh tzarech davar, if he's not thinking like he needs something, and he's asking for the king for his what he needs. Rather, he's davening because I'm obligated to do it. I have to do it, so I take care of my debt, so to speak, to daven. That's not right. If this is something you have to be very careful with. But lamais, if someone didn't daven loshen tachanunim, we're not going to say he should daven again. So this is tricky, because we're going to run out of the house to catch a minion, we have to go daven, but you shouldn't look at it like, I have a debt to take care of, I have a responsibility that I have to dispense with. That's not the attitude. So on the one hand, it is an achrayis, you try very hard to go to shul and minion and everything else, but when you're davening, you can't look at it that way. You have to look at it as the opportunity that the poor person has to present to the usher, or the one who can help him out, the one who can help him out, and he's asking for what he needs. It shouldn't be a masa, or the way the Mishnah says in Avos, you shouldn't make your tefillah keva. Your davening is not keva, where I have to do it, so I do it because I have to do it. That's not how you should look at your davening. Se'iv Dalad. Ha-tefillah hi b'mekom ha-korban. Tefillah is in place of a sacrifice. So we should be careful that it should be similar to carbon with kavana. There should be no other thoughts in our tefillah. The same way thoughts can ruin a carbon, we shouldn't let our thoughts ruin our tefillah. Uma umed, we daven standing up. Like the kahanim who did the avoid the base of Mikdash. Ukvias makam, we daven in a set place. The kabbanis had a set place. Every animal had its place where you're supposed to ezum a kaiman. Every corn has a place where you bring it, and where you shecht it, and where you put its blood. We don't want anything when you daven between you and the wall, you daven towards dumi the carbon. Similar to carbon, there should be no separation between the kayin and the kalim that he uses for the carbon. So really, person should have nice, special clothing when he davens. Called big day kahuna, like the kahanim had special clothing. Not everyone can afford that, so we don't do it all the time. But we have a talis that we wear for shachris. The mitzvah sits is under the tefillah. But we davka wear a talis to have a beged that's miyuchud for tefillah. Now, it's true, we don't wear it for mincha marav. But that's really what it is. It's a beged that's miyuchud for davening. U'mikol makom tovu shi'elo mechnasayim yuchad mutfila. If you can't afford a whole wardrobe special for davening, at least have special trousers. Mishum nekiyas, it should be a matter of cleanliness. Mishdebura sifkatan yud. Beino lekir, there should be nothing separating between him and the wall. The Torah kasev, or the Torah writes more. Beino lekarka, there should be nothing between him and the floor. In the Kahan de Devoida, they stood barefoot on the floor. There should be nothing, not barefoot, but nothing between you and the floor. V'kasev taz dafka gimel tfachim. That's if it's more than three tfachim. Al v'pachs me gimel tfachim afil a mitzvah. Like if it's less than three tfachim separate between you and the floor, there's not even a mitzvah to get rid of it. V'yesh oisrin, there are those who disagree with the taz, and they hold it's asur afil v'pachs me gimel, even if it's less than three tfachim. But everyone agrees that on Yom Kippur you could spread on the floor the dried leaves, to stand them to daven. The bottle of gabi karkas bottled to the ground, and that would be the same of these mats that we use with davening. It's bottled to the ground. Asur lispalel bivricha. The Shnubura concludes that you may not daven bivricha. So the notes on the side says that means you cannot daven on your knees. You cannot be on your knees. Even though the rest of your body is upright, you're not allowed to daven that way. You have to be standing on your feet, not on your knees. Se'if, hey. Al yachshav, a person should never think, ra'uyhu she'yasa kadosh baruch bakashasi. It's fitting for the Ibrei Shalom to give me what I ask for. Kimet shekivati b'tfilos, you have such good kavanah when I davened. Just the opposite. The Gemara says this will prompt the Ribbono Shel Olam to examine his sins. We're going to investigate. Oh, he's so secure that he's got enough merit that we should do what he asks for. Let's take a see his record if he's deserving for us to do what he wants. What a person should think by davening is to Ribbono Shel Olam in his kindness should grant me what I ask. The Yoma Beliba should say to himself, Me ani, who am I? Dal v'nivze, I'm a poor, disgraceful nothing. Balav akish mes melech malchem lo gash baruch hu, that I'm coming to ask from the king of all kings, gash baruch hu, im lo mirov chasadov, if not for his great kindness. Shu misnag behem im biyosav, that he conducts with his kindness with his creatures. Like we learn v'eschanan, matnas chinam. Moshe Benu asks for matnas chinam. He doesn't say, I have this suchus and this suchus and this suchus. No, we daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not deserving of anything. Please do chesed with me and grant me what I ask. Well, that's the way we ask. So no one should ever think he's deserving to have his tefillahs answered, because as the Gemara says, all he's going to get is pining. He'll be upset later on if one doesn't happen. And it can be'orer din shamayim to start examining and scrutinizing his record. Why does he even think that he's deserving of such treatment?